the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu. Brothers and sisters, in this part of this divine supplication, the commander of the believers starts saying, Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira. O Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins. Wa la li qabaihi satira. And no concealer of my wicked acts. ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. I find no transformer of any of my wicked acts into good acts but you. Now let's discuss each of these parts separately. At first, اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا. Oh Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins. One of the attributes of the compassionate Allah is forgiveness. It means that Allah would pardon human sins, provided, of course, that they truly repent from their previous wrongdoings and misbehaviors. The sinners should be hopeful of the Almighty Allah's forgiveness, for the simple fact that Almighty Allah will excuse the crimes if the sinner avoids sins and be adorned with righteous deeds afterwards. Hopelessness of Almighty Allah's forgiveness is itself a major sin, which is doomed to chastisement, and according to the Holy Quran, equals disbelief. The Holy Quran itself says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسْ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Surely, none despairs of Allah's mercy except the unbelieving people. What the Almighty Allah wants the servants to know is that they believe in the fact that He is the forgiver of sins. And in this way, He will attract more servants to His side, to the side of mercy, to the side of reaching salvation. That's what He wants. The Holy Quran itself declares to the sinners not to be desperate of Almighty Allah's mercy, because Allah would forgive all the sins. We have explained this verse, this beautiful, vast verse of the Holy Quran in previous programs. It says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Oh, my people who have been prodigal against yourselves, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair of God's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Surely, God forgives sins altogether. إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is surely the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme. and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. That God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
We have many verses of the Holy Quran indicating that God Almighty would pardon the wrongdoing of every sinner. The sentences like إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. Or this verse, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, be careful of your duty to Allah, and surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. They are all to teach us that we shouldn't despair of God's mercy. But of course, this forgiveness is on one condition. The Holy Quran says, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever repents after his wickedness and reforms himself, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ, then surely Allah will turn him mercifully. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, Allah is forgiving, merciful. So, the one who repents from his previous sins, avoids major sins after repentance, and somehow does not insist on committing minor sins, compensates his delayed obligatory deeds and recompenses people's property that have been due on him, he would get completely subjected to Almighty Allah's mercy and forgiveness. And this is the exact thing that different verses of the Holy Quran and also the traditions and narrations suggest. Dear listeners, we'll talk about this more, God willing, in the next program. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at English Radio at irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.